Let's go to John 1. Hallelujah. But the first thing is that are we walking in the commandment of love? In 1 John, he says, if you love me, if you really love me, Jesus said, you keep my commandments. And then we look and see, well, what's his commandments? We say, well, yes, I was going to walk in love. But he said one of his commandments was that I'm supposed to love my enemies. And I hate my enemies. I have to forgive my enemies. Yeah, but they were mean to me. They did me wrong. They hurt me. And it hurt real bad. It hurt real, real bad. But he said what? Love your enemies. Everybody says, well, who in here, on just by your own self, in your own power, you could just love your enemies? See, none of us. None of us can we? But there's a different love on the inside of us. We've been changed. We're a different person in our spiritual being. God took the root of sin out so that our desire is no longer sin. It's no longer the desire of your heart, of our inner being, the very most innermost part of us, is what? No longer sin. Whew. Okay, let's go to John 1. That's where we're going. Hallelujah. Because it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He, talking about Jesus, was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, or by him, and without him nothing was made that was made, not one single thing. So, well, where does it say that? Well, if you looked that up in the Greek, he says, they give the emphasis that there was nothing, absolutely nothing, made that was made, not anything at all. Without him, there was nothing made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Now here he's, and the light, that light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. They could not overcome that light. I know it says comprehend, but they couldn't understand. They couldn't perceive it. They couldn't lay hold of it with the mind. They couldn't apprehend with a mental or moral effort. They couldn't get it. But they couldn't overcome it either. They couldn't stop it. How many people know they tried to stop the light that came? Jesus was that light. This is talking about him. It goes from his deity, verse 4, in him was life, and the life was the light of men, beginning his earthly walk, talking about him becoming man. Right there in verse 4. In him was life, in Jesus, in Christ was that life. And the life, that life was the light of man, or we could say the development of man, couldn't we? It was a light that came. How many know light begins to develop things? It shows things. It shines bright. It removes darkness. It's not anything, any big mystery. If you walk into this dark room, you turn on the light, what happens to the darkness? It moves out. Now when you and I said, yes, I believe Jesus is the Lord. He is Savior. He is Master. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, who did come, born of that virgin, born of Mary. He came as a child. He lived that holy life. He completely fulfilled the law for us, the requirements of the law, Romans 8 says. He fulfilled the requirement of the law, the perfectness, which could not be done in the flesh. It couldn't be done with a death nature, with the darkness that resided on the inside of man's spirit, because man fell from God. See, Adam came from glory and went into darkness. And we don't understand, he was really remembering more of the glory than the darkness. Got to think about it. He walked with God. He talked with God in the cool of the day. His body was one of glory. His body was clothed with the glory of God itself. Could you imagine? We don't always understand. If we can understand the depth of that fall, the sin that he committed destroyed that. He fell. The glory of God left him. And he was naked. He didn't know what to do. He's trying to hide. God says, where are you? And they're hiding from God. Why? Because they realized they had sinned. They had never known sin. They had never known darkness. They had never known what was wrong. They didn't understand. They didn't even realize what's going on. They're hiding. It's not that God didn't know where they were. But he said, Adam, where are you? I would like to fellowship with you. What have you done? What has happened? I'm sensing you withdrawing yourself from me. And Jesus said, I will come and be the light for you again. I will light you. I will redeem you. I will free you, in other words. I will light your spiritual being. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, or the lamp of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. This is life. That's what life is. It begins, yes, when Christ came. Yes, when he suffered on that cross. Yes, when he was buried. But you were buried with him. You died with him. He was our complete substitute. In other words, if he hadn't gone to the cross, you and I have no redemption. Because we couldn't go to the cross. Who in here was without sin? He said all had sinned and all had fallen short of the glory of God. Therefore, the world was found guilty before God. Every person in the earth was found sin is within. It came through the DNA of Adam because he sinned. We have all sinned. And through that DNA came the sin of man and the death of man. And that death could not reach God any longer. He was separated from God and still is until we have a conversion experience, we call it, or we are repent and we say, yes, I believe Jesus is the way. We make a turn from our life. We say, no, I don't have the answer, but I know that Jesus will provide the answer for the sin nature, the sin that resides on the inside of me, that darkness that continually speaks to me, that darkness that holds me bound. I can't help but sin. Who will rescue me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. We are free, and there is therefore now no condemnation in you because of the freedom that Jesus brought through that light. He was that light. Hallelujah. And that light does shine. It shone in the darkness, and the darkness didn't comprehend it. They didn't comprehend it, nor could they stop it. It was impossible. And that light that's in you is so powerful, sin can no longer dominate you. You have to choose to sin. If you sinned, you chose to. You said, I can walk free from sin? Absolutely you can. Jesus conquered it for you. Either that or his power was not enough for you. You have the ability. Hallelujah. We can walk free from it. And we have. Says there was a man, anyway, but this is what he's talking about, this darkness, which became, it drove out the darkness. He was that light. Let's go to Romans 6 for a moment. I know I said, and I'm getting there, hallelujah, to my newness here, but the important thing is that we understand who we are. Do you understand the strength of that nature that came on the inside of you? The blessed light of God Himself moved inside your spiritual person. And you said, I am now alive to God. You said, well, I keep sinning. Well, stop it. You said, well, I can't. He'll help you. John chapter 1, verse 12, he said, to them that received him, to them gave he the power to become a son of God, to walk in that light. Hallelujah. That's the same chapter we were just in. John 1, 12. He gave us power on the inside of us, which means every sin that I commit was my choice. He freed me of it. Now listen to me. I'm not talking about that you'll never have a struggle with the flesh. You will. Because the flesh has to be trained, basically. Our body, he said, was declared dead. He said, I can't even do anything with that thing. With that fleshly body, God says, I can't do much with it. You got to declare it or count it as dead, in other words. I know it's not dead, but it is presented before God, and in God's eyes, He said the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness, what Jesus gave us, because of His righteousness, which moved into your spirit. He said, you were created in righteousness and true holiness, and you can now walk with God in righteousness and holiness, and that righteousness and holiness is pushing out all darkness, every part of darkness. Now listen, God may be pushing it out in you. He may be convicting you. But you know, if you won't listen to Him, and we won't be what we said at the beginning, obedient, we don't listen to that voice, then it's not going to profit you. You're not going to have the blessing of God. You're going to have the problem of sin. And sometimes we create our own problems, amen? How many know that? I mean, I'm not condemning anyone, but when sin flows and we choose and we walk in sin, now before you're born again, you can't help but sin. That's your nature. That's what you do. But that was the past. Amen. Romans chapter 6. I keep saying that, and I haven't got there yet. I'm preaching a little bit today, so give me a little grace, right? Hallelujah. Romans 6:1 says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. God forbid, or no. It is not no longer. Okay. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. Certainly not. God forbid. This is a King James. This is a King James, but it's New King James. So certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? If we died to sin, we don't live in it. Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into His death? Baptized just means submerged. Were you submerged into Jesus? Was your life completely given over to Him? You said, yeah. I said, oh, I need a Savior. I know I'm a sinner. I need God. Hallelujah. Got to have God. Without Him, we can't know the Father. Amen. Without Christ, we can't know God. So it's impossible. The mind, the natural mind, does not comprehend the things of God. Really, when we're renewing our mind, we're renewing our spiritual mind. Part of us has been born again. It just doesn't know everything. See, some people think, well, you get born again, well, I just know everything. Is that true? If that were true, if that were true, then you'd be walking just total perfection. I know everything. You wouldn't have to read your Bible. You wouldn't have to do anything because you know everything. But you don't know everything. You're born like a child. Just like a child when you're born again. But as we get our mind renewed to the truth of who we are and realize, yes, I've got the life of God on the inside of me. Light came in, darkness moved out. I received a nature from God that no longer wants to sin. It wants to walk in righteousness and true holiness. That's what I want to do. The core of my nature is right with God. My spiritual man. Now, how am I going to get him out here to help me with this natural man? Amen. We've got to allow that spirit man to grow strong enough to overcome that natural flesh. This thing here and the things that it desires and emotional pain that we have suffered and the things that we heard with our ears. They try to make us believe things that are not so. God's word is true and what he says about us is true. Not what we think with our natural mind. It comes from what he has said and what he has promised and what he has done. I was, he said here, we were baptized into Christ Jesus, were baptized into his death. In other words, when Jesus died, you died. When he was raised, we were raised. Amen. Hallelujah. When he received the glory of his Father, the Bible says he's the firstborn from among the dead. Well, what does that mean? That means his spirit. He became sin. He died fully on that cross. His spirit became sin. He became sin for you and I. He was made sin. So he had to then be born from death to life. And God could raise him from that spiritual death because he had never sinned. But he was made to be sin. Sin was placed upon him, laid on him. Like they used to do with the ram under the Old Testament. It's a type and a shadow of the Christ that is to come. They would put their hands on and put the sin into that animal and let him run off. He's free. You're free. Amen. And he'd take the lamb and they would say, this is the lamb, this is the blood that will be shed for you one day. Speaking of the Christ to come, and their sins were covered, but they were never changed on the inside until Jesus actually came. They went to a place called Abraham's bosom, which was a real nice place. Real pretty. I'm sure it was great. They probably drank a lot of tea, you know, had a beautiful, I'm very comfortable. Very comforting, but we know they could see over. They saw over and Lazarus was down there and he says, hey, I'm down here in torment. Could you let Lazarus, could he just put a little water on my tongue? The rich man says. See, he had fared sumptuously. He was dining every day. He had enough money, plenty of money to take care of himself, enjoy life. Some of us can enjoy life in certain ways. We're a rich people compared to most of the world. You know, we can watch movies all day or half the night and go to work the next day, you know. We got to keep ourselves taken care of. We always have enough time to watch TV. Many people, I should say. It's probably not TV anymore, huh, Joseph? No, it's probably the video games, or maybe you're, watching Netflix or certain movies on your phone, or you're on Facebook all afternoon or all evening, or other things that we won't talk about. Right, men? We don't want to have internet fingers looking for things that are dirty and unholy. Because that's not us. We don't want that. Now, see, God will walk with you if you have strongholds like that in your mind. He's not condemning you. He set you free. But you got to understand the freedom that he gave you. And if you can say, yes, he set me free and I am coming free of this. I will no longer be bound by it. I will not stop seeking God. Because I know that my nature is full of power because God gave it to me. He made me right with Him, and I have a relationship with my Father who loves me, and He wants to walk through you in every stronghold that you may be free, so that you can stand and say, oh, hallelujah. Oh, look what my Father did for me. He took me from a place of darkness even after I got born again. My mind was bound with filth and dirt, but yet He came in and He set me free from my nature that was there. He does everything from that nature. And then He gives us the Holy Ghost to empower that nature, to help us in that nature, to allow it to mature, to allow us to grow up to a place where we can say, yes, I will obey my Father's will. I belong to Him. I'm not going to stay bound. Yeah, you may have some things in our life this year already. You said, well, last year I didn't make it. I didn't fulfill my commitment, maybe, to yourself. I didn't lose my 100 pounds. Or whatever it may be. Or you're going to do that workout program. I'm going to get in shape, you know. But what is God speaking to our heart? What is He saying to us today? What does He want us to obey? Where is He leading you? Have you thought about it yet? Maybe not. It's okay. It's only the second day of the year. It's not too late. You know? But what are goals that He might give you? Think about it. Let's pray about it. Say, Lord, yeah, I know what I want. I'm going to spend more time in the Word, and that's great. But when? What are you going to do? Okay, I'm going to start in the New Testament. I'm going to read through. You know, you can read the New Testament once a month. You read about 10 to 12, depending on your Bible. 10 or 12, pages a day. You can read it every month. That's 12 times a month. How much is that in 10 years? That's 120 times in 10 years. You've been saved 10 years. You haven't read the New Testament yet. Get started. Amen. It gives us opportunity. This is the first of the year. And we have opportunity to forget the past, He said. Paul says, I forget those things which are behind. I get a chance to walk in what He gave me. This newness of life. A few verses down here. I know I'm not sticking on there very good, you know. Verse 3 we were on. Don't you know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus, we were baptized into His death. We said that we were buried with Him. We're raised with Him. Therefore, we were buried with Him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. See, the same glory that Jesus received in His inner man went inside of you. You said, what? Now see, listen, if you got, this is a good example, maybe you've heard it before from a well-known preacher, but if you've seen, anybody here know who Arnold Schwarzenegger is? You know, and he's worked out, and he's a big man, right? He's got all these muscles. Now if you received His glory, what would you receive? You'd receive all those muscles, wouldn't you? Suddenly your body, what? He looks like a V. He's got those big muscles out there. Oh, he look good. I look good. Macho man, you know. That's how he talked. And they'd say, wow, he got Arnold Schwarzenegger's glory. He got it. Wow. What do you think you received when you received His glory? You received a nature on the inside of you that was just like Jesus, who was the light. The only light, the only one that had been lit on the earth until He was buried and resurrected. Till He died, He was buried, He was resurrected. And then, see, that's what the people in Abraham's bosom were waiting on. They had to wait for that resurrected to get their new heart, their new spirit. And they got it. And the Bible says He led captivity captive. He took them captive and led them out of their glory to God. Hallelujah. They said, woo, we're going to our new home. We're going to a new place. The place that Jesus provided, which was alive to God. Hallelujah. But we were, okay, if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, verse 5, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection, which is alive to God. Light moved in. This, you have your own spirit, okay? But you got one, just like Jesus had, that was alive to God. Just like Jesus' spirit was light, your spirit became light. It was changed. It was darkness. Colossians says we're translated, what, from the power of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son, into the kingdom of light. Amen. You have a new nature on the inside of you, a new spirit, a different inner man. It's no longer darkness, but now it is light in the Lord. Hallelujah. It is just like Jesus' spirit, alive to God. Woo! I'm telling you, this is good truth. I could preach this to some churches and probably be kicked out because they don't believe that. They don't really believe they've been changed. They think, oh, well, I'm just a sinner saved by grace. You're way more than that, honey. You're way, way more than that. That's a big lie that the devil tries to tell because he's trying to neutralize you. He's trying to stop you. There's more power in your little finger than all the power of the devil. Because he moved in and gave you authority. The Bible says he led captivity captive. He destroyed the power of the devil. Made a show of him openly. That sucker's dead, I'm telling you. I don't know if you say that in church, but praise the Lord. I did anyway. He's not dead, but he was defeated. He's not really dead, but he's dead to you if you enforce his defeat because of the authority that God has given you in your spiritual man, in that inside work that he did. Knowing this, our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. In other words, what was that body of death? It was the sin nature on the inside of you and I. Inside of man. And that's what we're working on now. Trying to say, hey, Jesus loves you. He's got a purpose for you. He set you free from that. Would you believe that? Would you believe that he was your substitute? Everybody says, well, it sounds so simple. But man had to have a man. Think about it. See, God produces like kind after like kind. It's a spiritual law. If you put corn in the ground, you don't get tomatoes. And if you plant tomatoes, you don't get peppers, do you? I mean, you put pepper seeds in the ground, they don't start growing tomatoes. It doesn't happen. Why? Because there's life in that seed. And when you receive the seed of Christ on the inside of you, there was life in that seed to walk in holiness, righteousness, and freedom. Amen. And to overpower all of sin. Everybody says, well, it's true. We're saying it's true here. He said, for he, verse 7, who has died has been freed from sin. Now, were you freed or not? Yes, you were. So right here, it said you were freed from sin. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe we shall also, what, live with him. Verse 6 says, knowing this, our old man was what? Crucified with him. Hallelujah. And that body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of that sin. You're no longer a slave. We're no longer bound. The old was gone. The old you left. Now sometimes we want to hang around. We want to hold on to some past thing in our minds. We got to let it go. And walk where? Well, verse 4 said to walk in the newness of life. Said, Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in what? That newness of life. That new life that we received on the inside of. Why? Because it can now be trusted. Because it's the very life of God. Now your conscience will tell you what's right and wrong to begin with. That's just the beginning start of walking with God. You already know. Everybody says, I didn't know that was wrong. Yeah, if you really listened to your heart, you would know. Now, I'm not saying, you know, there's not things we need to learn. We do. But immediately, he said immediately, the law of God's written in our heart. He said, judging those things in our heart, what's right, what's wrong. Yes or no? So maybe I was a thief before, but I go to steal something. Maybe they knew in their mind it was wrong. Now they know in their heart. And their heart's been, see, if the heart's not changed, it doesn't matter what you change in the natural. They'll end up going back to what was really in the heart. That's why we have a problem in the world today. Because we get people in certain positions of authority, right? And they're not, their heart's darkness. It's not light. It's sin. And it's full of sin. And because of men that are full of sin, they do what sinful people do. You know, I know right now. I mean, they let people starve. They don't care. Got all kinds of countries way more corrupt than this country. Way more corrupt. I mean, they're crazy. I know right now a place they get money all the time for this COVID thing. They bought all their MPs a brand new car. And I just saw on the news there in that country where a mother hung herself and her children because she did not want them to starve to death. That money did not get used what it was sent for. And yes, it's sin and yes, it's wrong, but that's what happens when we have no influence from God. And people are bound by sin. They can go to those lengths where it doesn't bother them at all. Didn't bother them. They don't care. They're happy. But the love of money destroyed them. Destroyed it. Destroying people. See, that's what the devil wants. He doesn't want us to believe that you've been changed. You've got a nature on the inside of you that is light and life. And will bring life to you and to the world around you. Because you'll walk in righteousness and true holiness. You will be freed, yes, from sin, but much more than that. You're free to walk with him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got this song, I'm free. I'm free. I'm free to run, free to, I don't know what the name of it is for sure, but I like that one. Maybe we'll sing that a minute. But are you understanding? Do you see a little bit more of why Jesus came and who you are? What happened to you? What took place when you received Christ? You died with him. You were buried with him, but you were raised to life with him. There's a new nature on the inside of you. You're not the same person. You're not the same sinner. Somebody says, well, I went down and my hair, you know, I was bald when I got saved. I'm still bald. What happened? I don't see any change. The change wasn't on the outside. The change took place in the spiritual man on the inside, and all permanent change takes place from the inside out. See, that's why we got the Word of God. Our mind is renewed and we begin to obey what God has said. We flee what? Youthful lusts. We hunger and thirst after righteousness. And he said, what? You'll be filled. We begin to say, all right, Holy Spirit, help me. Help me. Strengthen me. Strengthen me. And what's one good way to do that? Do you know, brother? Have you guys heard it before from here? We got to continue that. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Why? Because our spiritual man begins to search with the Holy Spirit, the purpose of God for our life, and begins to strengthen us on the inside and build us up above the sense-ruled man, this fleshly man, above what he can see and feel and taste and touch and smell, and we go into a different world, which is the kingdom of God. It's not like this world. And the laws of that world begin to become alive on the inside of us. We begin to walk free. Hallelujah. Your stronghold. You may have a stronghold today, but this time next year, it can be gone. If you just consistently seek after God in His presence, worship God, praying in the Holy Ghost, fasting, as Jim mentioned today. We're going to start entering in and see, hey, I'm presenting my body a living sacrifice. But he said, well, see, it doesn't do any good if your nature is death to fast. But if you're alive, it's going to help you because your flesh is put under. You deny the flesh. And your spiritual man begins to come more and more alive on the inside of you. And your faith rises and you receive those answers that you've been looking for. Hallelujah. Amen. Because faith rises. We know what God has said. Sometimes it's in our natural mind, but it comes a part of our spiritual being, our inward man, that man of the heart, that hidden man of the heart, the very core of our being, which was changed. And the life of God gives life to those truths. And we see things begin to change. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Stand up with me if you will. Now, most of that's not on my notes. But that's okay, because he wants me to teach some of these things. I'm telling you, there is a power in that new nature. And that's what God works through, is the inside man. And listening to our heart and listening what he's saying, listening to him. And I want everybody to think about it today. You know, as you go home, you know, it doesn't have to be today, but this week, be thinking about, you know, what are the goals that God has given you? What are some of your goals? You know, have you written them down? Maybe I should. Well, I want to pray more. Well, how much does he want you to pray? An hour a day? 2 hours a day? 3 hours a day? How much time do I have? 8 hours a day? 12 hours a day? 15 hours a day? How much does he want me to pray? 30 minutes? You know, where am I, Lord, in your relationship with you? What do you have? You want me to spend some time in worship? Hallelujah. Write it down. Say, okay, we're going to get rolling, Lord. This day I'm looking forward to it. I need that hour of worship every day at 1 hour. When we're consistent, see, what we do with our flesh and the part of our flesh that we control is to discipline it to do the things that make the change. Where are we weak? Am I weak in the Word of God? Lord, I've got to discipline myself to read this thing then. Why? Because that's what changes me. These are spiritual exercises that are not, that is not in the flesh. That is by the Spirit. Because the Word of God is not just a book. The Bible says that the Word of God is what? Full of power, sharpening a two-edged sword. So we got the Word of God. We got praying. Praying in the Holy Ghost, worship, and we're going to be doing more fasting. Amen. And all of these things together, that fellowship with our Father, it creates it. And that walk with Him, that we hear Him and we walk in obedience. We walk in truth and righteousness rules and holiness comes forward. And we are a strength. Amen. Everybody say strong character, strong life. I'm an example. I am a light. I can do all things through Christ who has strengthened me. Amen. Father, we thank you for your word today. We thank you for the truth of the new nature that's on the inside of us. We thank you for this life, Father, that came, Lord. Yes, he came as the baby. But he moved on the inside of us and we received the same kind of life that he has, Lord. Thank you for saving us, Lord. Thank you for freeing us from sin, Lord, and giving us life with you, a relationship with you, that we can now be known by you and we can know you, Father. We thank you. We praise you, Father, that there is now that place in you, peace with God. We thank you, Father. We give you glory. We give you praise.